I heard something really beautiful this afternoon when I stopped in the boathouse. I heard some music. Come to the waters, whoever is thirsty. And then I heard a lovely voice that I recognized, a voice that I really like, the voice of my cousin's daughter. And I guess this happened right here. I remember that a couple weeks ago, maybe a little more, maybe 3 weeks ago, I got a call at home and I was asked, can you get us Come to the Waters? Fax it up here. Sometimes you get these calls. We need it 5 minutes ago, and you got other things to do. And you have to make a copy, and you have to send it up, and then they have to make copies. But anyway, I was able to locate that. And I think that recording was from this summer at Pilgrim Camp, right at the switch of the third and fourth periods, or at the beginning of the fourth period. And they sang, "Come to the waters, whoever is thirsty." And the one line that just struck me as Johanna was singing, "Jesus is such a compassionate Savior." Do you remember what came next? Drink from the. Oh, yeah. Draw from the grace that flows freely from Him. Jesus is such a compassionate Savior. Draw from the grace that flows freely from Him. And I remembered something that I had read, and I did just what I said they did to me. I got in touch with my wife at home, and I said, "Send me that." "Could you send me that, please?" And sure enough, she typed something out for me and emailed it up to me. And I'd just like to read it to you tonight after I read you a brief scripture portion. The Lord seemed to lay this on my heart, that we could pray one for another tonight and pray that God will meet the pressing needs. And I trust that He will help us to really turn to Him for that grace that flows freely from Him. To look to Him as the source, as the one who provides these resources. Brothers and sisters around us who will stand with us and support us and call upon the Lord, as you said, together, and find that He hears us. If we ask anything, He hears us. If we ask according to His will. Here it is, right at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, the last three verses, 23, 24, well, those are the verses. We'll read 25 also. Matthew 4. Remember how Jesus was anointed of God? Remember how Jesus ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit? And Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. And here it says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto Him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and He healed them. And there followed Him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan." Here, right at the outset of His ministry, and we know this happened repeatedly They brought the needy to Jesus. And Jesus never turned a needy one away. He always met the need. We see that through all the gospel record. And we see some alls here. He went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people, every single kind of sickness, all manner of disease. Jesus healed, and his fame spread, so that they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains. And here perhaps is a better description of those diseases. I know that Jesus is able to help lunatics, but in your margin it says epilepsy, those oppressed by demons, epileptics, and when it says the palsy, paralytics, people that had been paralyzed for whatever reason. And then it says, and he healed them. And that means he healed them all. He healed every manner of disease among the people. And of course, great crowds followed him. Now, what did I ask Susan to copy for me? And by the way, greetings from her. She hasn't been able to be at camp this season except at the very beginning, and that's because her father took ill and she's been caring for him. And so it's been a different kind of a summer for her. I really like to have her here whenever she can be here with me. It makes such a difference, I think, for all of us. But I'm thankful that the Lord has been with us this summer, and I'm thankful that she has supported this work and the work at home in the midst of all the extra work that she has had. And so today I got this little reading from one of my favorite writers. His name is J.C. Ryle, R-Y-L-E, and he was an Anglican bishop over there in England, and he wrote a book that has been a real blessing to me. Well, it's a series. You have to get a few volumes to get the whole thing, but it's called Expository Thoughts on the Gospels. And J.C. Ryle wrote that for his people in his congregations as a bishop. And it was to be used in family worship. He wanted them to understand the thoughts in the Gospels and the themes. And he wanted to emphasize certain things. So he'd take a paragraph like this one, and then he would write, let's notice this, let's notice that. Let's notice that in brief readings that could be used in family worships. And he had a very direct style, as you will see. And I'm going to read just what he read about these verses. Jesus is such a compassionate Savior. These miracles are meant to be types and emblems of our Lord's skill as a spiritual physician. He, before whom no bodily disease proved incurable, is mighty to cure every ailment of our souls. There is no broken heart that he cannot heal. There is no wound of conscience that he cannot cure. Fallen, crushed, bruised, plague-stricken, as we all are by sin, Jesus, by his blood and spirit, can make us whole. Only let us apply to him. These miracles, not least, are intended to show us Christ's heart. He is a most compassionate Savior. He rejected no one who came to him. He refused no one, however loathsome and diseased. He had an ear to hear all, and a hand to help all, and a heart to feel for all. There is no kindness like his. His compassions fail not. May we all remember that the Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. High in heaven, at God's right hand. He is not in the least altered. He is just as able to save, just as willing to receive, just as ready to help as he was 1,800 years ago, to use Ryle's words. Now we can change that number, can't we? But he is just as able to save, just as willing to receive, just as ready to help as he ever was. Should we have spread out our wants before him then? Let us do the same now. He can heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. I remember how that went into my heart when I first read it. High in heaven, and we sang that before now, high above the highest heaven, grace for all my need is given. It pleased the Father that in him all fullness should dwell. He has been made the conduit of the fullness of God. Yes, that flows from the throne, from his heart to his people, praying for his children, Havergal wrote, in that blessed place, calling them to glory, sending them his grace. Draw from the grace that flows freely from him. Jesus Christ the same. Oh, that we might see him in that place of highest authority, of majesty and power, and ever the same, tender and compassionate, looking upon us with loving concern and perfect ability to meet every need of ours for spirit, soul, and body, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Nothing, large or small, escapes his notice. And nothing is too hard for the Lord. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. So I'm glad that I was able to get this. I'm glad that we see Christ's heart and that we know that heart is open to us tonight, for Jesus is the same. And that his arm is not shortened. He is able, as he had an ear to hear all, and a hand to help all, and a heart to feel for all, he is ever the same. So let us come to him in confidence and trust his power to heal and to meet every need. Thank you, Lord. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to chapter, Matthew tells us under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus healed the sick and all who came to him for healing in anticipation of his atoning work on the cross, where he himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And when we come to the Lord for his healing touch and that wonderful work of the Holy Spirit in our bodies, we must remember that the price has been paid and the victory won over sin and death at the cross, where he laid down his life for us. Yes, he poured out his life for us, and there he bore our griefs and sorrows, our sicknesses and our pains. And he won a perfect and full victory over sin and death, for the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And so we want to come in this confidence. Jesus is here in the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. And he brings healing and he gives life. Life, life, eternal life, abundant life, divine life, his life. He drives out the intruder and he brings in his healing, his virtue. Oh, thank you, Lord. That virtue healed the sick. Jesus is able for my need, and whatever that need may be. And I feel tonight that we ought to come to him with all of our pressing needs. If you have a physical need tonight, believe that the Lord is able for that need, and that when we unite our hearts in faith and love and we look to him, he sees that faith. And perhaps it's faltering, perhaps it's weak, but he sees it. And he responds to the cry of his children. He says, I'll give them the children's bread. And we can receive from his hand tonight. We can receive healing, that help, that salvation that he has provided for us, that he has won for us. And so let us come believing. And if there are other pressing needs that have really pressed upon you, and you would like your brothers and sisters to pray with you tonight, I'd like us to make that known, and then we would like to pray. We have those who have their needs that press upon them, and then whether you have a need or not, we can all pray. We can all call on the Lord for each other, and we can expect that he sees our hearts and he knows our needs, and he is ever willing and ready and able to help. That song that we just sang, I like the first verse the best. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. And it says this, oh, how sweet the glorious message simple faith may claim. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Still, he loves to save the sinful, heal the sick and lame, cheer the mourner, still the tempest. Glory to his name. I believe that we've experienced that through the years. You've perhaps experienced his healing touch. We heard Sister Gerda testify to that this afternoon. You have been cheered as you were mourning. Maybe he's stilled the tempest for you. Just recently, I noticed that there was some unrest in my heart. And I said, Lord, this isn't right. Lord, I want to hear you say, peace, be still. Still, he loves to save the sinful and heal the sick and lame and cheer the mourner and still the tempest. Glory to his name. And he came and he said, peace, be still. I didn't hear the words. I kind of said them. I said, Lord, please say, peace, be still. And he heard the cry of my heart. And he gave me that deep and settled peace over that particular troubling thing. And I thank him. I thank him.